Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world and made the hereafter. The difference between the two is this, that Allah ta'ala has presented the reality of this world in front of us. Whatever we hear, we also see here in the world. Whatever we hear, we also feel with our hands. And we benefit from the world. There are fruits and produce. We know that this is a sweet fruit. This is a grape. This is a car. This is the wife, the children, family. All of these things are in front of us. Nothing is behind the veil. Nothing's hidden. But the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala has kept behind the veil. It's invisible. Nobody has seen paradise, that there's paradise. Nobody has seen hellfire, but the hellfire is there. Nobody has seen the hoors, the maidens in the hereafter, but they are present. Because everything that Allah Ta'ala has kept in the hereafter, the reality of it, the vision of it is hidden from us. But the reality, the vision of the world is in front of us. And this is the test for man. This is a very big test, a very big challenge. That in the hereafter, those people will be most successful whose yaqeen was on a high status, high level. Allah Ta'ala has hidden the vision of the hereafter, kept it behind the veil. But he has prepared something very nice for it. Allah Ta'ala has sent his select special men, the Anbiya alayhimus salam. They came to this world, the prophets. They came with the kitabs, and along with them, the Anbiya alayhimus salam, the prophets, they came, they announced in the world. And those things that were behind the veil, hidden from our vision, they made them apparent. They explained them. There's nothing that Allah Ta'ala has created and with regards to the hereafter. And the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he came, then the whole of the deen was completed. And there was no information about the akhirah, the hereafter, about which the Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. And Allah Ta'ala has not given us the information. All amal that we practice in this dunya, in this world, their rewards, they are not here for us to see. We cannot see them. But Allah Ta'ala, via the blessed statements of those prophets, Allah announced via his kitabs, via the hadith, Allah has delivered these words to us, these messages to us. That it will be Fajr time, it will be this time, or another time, if a person gets up and comes at that time, arrives to the masjid, pray salah in jama'ah, congregation, he will get this much reward. This many rewards will be given, this many mansions, palaces will be given. Now only those people will come who have yaqeen on this point, isn't it? Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So, you have two divisions here. One are those who say we have yaqeen, certainty, but they don't have the yaqeen. The Quran says they say that we accept, believe, but they don't accept. We accept Allah is there, fine. But in reality we don't accept. Because if we have yaqeen, certainty, on something, if we say that, for example, if whoever comes at this time will get this reward, those people of the Ahli Yaqeen, the people of Yaqeen, they'll leave everything because they know that this is truth, reality, permanent reward. So the person, he will give everything away, assign everything away to present himself at that time. Nothing can be an obstacle in his way. You say there's nothing greater than this. Allah Ta'ala himself has said this. So how can I leave that, discard that? A person whose Yaqeen is high, solid, he'll say that before everything else in the world, I need to do this action. Here goes the business, here goes the shop, here goes this. Put it to the side. Put it aside. First and foremost, what I need to know is Allah Ta'ala said that this moment in time, if you do this action, this is what you'll get. That's it. Allahu Akbar. So the people of Yaqeen, they will do these actions, won't they? And those who don't come, then what shall we say to them? Yes, this is an excuse, negligence. I've never heard a person that he's lazy in eating. Yes, or he's lazy in doing his work, or lazy in counting the money. Any job or function of the world, we're never neglectful. Rather, we're alert day and night. Rather, we complain, oh, I should have done something more. I haven't done anything. I've heard people saying this. 12 hours they work, and after that, oh, I didn't enjoy myself. I didn't achieve anything. What I wanted to achieve, I couldn't do that. I wasn't able to achieve my target. I've not enjoyed myself. What I wanted to do, I couldn't do. Brothers, this is something to ponder over and think. And this is the deception of this dunya, the world. First and foremost, we should regret that we don't have yaqeen until now on Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't have yaqeen in the dunya of the hereafter. If we had yaqeen, then why should we be without hope? Why do we feel dejected? Rather, everyone should be happy at every moment. Subhanallah, after one reward, another reward. After one reward, another reward, another reward. Subhanallah. Okay, let me earn another reward. Let me read Quran. Let me do this action. There's no time that Allah Ta'ala has set aside in the life of the mu'min that he cannot earn the akhirah. Thereafter, not a second is present where he is devoid of any rewards. Every second Allah Ta'ala has given for the people of Iman, the preparation of thereafter. Quickly, quickly, earn as much as you can. This time is the time for earning, and that time is for ease and rest thereafter. That foolish person who seeks rest here, then he'll be destroyed in the hereafter. He'll lose out in the hereafter. This is a temporary rest, and that's the permanent rest. There will be nobody coming to collect tax from you for your home. There'll be no water rates on your head there. Subhanallah. No electrician will come to you to read your meter there in the hereafter. No water bill will arrive to you in the hereafter. No VAT claim will come to you or people to check your accounts. Subhanallah. Morning and evening, all day, salam, salam, peace and blessings and happiness. Rejoice. From this side, food. From that side, food. From here, this is what you want. That's it. Allah says, you cannot even think, imagine. End of story. That your brains cannot get to that extent. The enjoyment that I've set aside for you and that you will implement there. And the greatest enjoyment there is that every action from morning till evening. It's not our choice. Whose choice do we have to do according to? Allah's choice. Allah's choice. If we don't leave Allah's choice, then the person's enveloped by sin and he's destroyed. One action in life, morning till evening, cannot be done without Allah's preference. Every action has to be done according to whose preference? Allah's preference. In this world. Eat. Yes, eat. So Ramadan's about to come, isn't it? So what's Allah's choice? Leave food. One day, no, 30 days, don't eat for 30 days. If it's hot, long days, Allah will say, fine, I created this, you cannot eat. If you eat, then see, I'll see with you what to do. Here's ni'mah, meat, pilau, shami kebab, eat if you can. During Ramadan, people of Yaqeen will say, subhanallah, I'm not going to touch the food. Subhanallah. Because we know if we leave it today, this temporary food, then the food that will come tomorrow, subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala says, for one day of fasting, persevering, I will give you the reward, subhanallah. You do not realize what I'll give to you. So when you have yaqeen in this certainty, prepare from now. Ramadan, prepare from now. So who will succeed in the hereafter, brothers? The person whose yaqeen is strong, certainty is strong. He'll have a lot of amal deeds. Why? Because he knows. He's got certainty, conviction. If I do this action, I'll get this. If I do this action, I'll get this. If I do this action, I'll get this. In comparison to that person, says, oh, he's wasting his time. Yes, one is a person who follows Allah's preference, do this at this action at this time. These are the rewards written for you. This is the case, isn't it, brothers? Yeah, and he follows that guidance. And people of the world say, oh, he's a foolish person, he's stupid. Why is he worshipping and leaving the dunya? What's the benefit for him in the world? People say this. But yaqeen needs to be strengthened. Strengthen your certainty. Weigh this every day. The whole Quran is explaining this to us. A hadith are telling this. If you do this, you'll get this. If you do this, you'll get this. If you do this action, then you'll attain this reward. This benefit. Every second a person should be analyzing himself. What am I doing? What am I saying? What am I getting in the hereafter for what I'm doing right now? In the world I'm getting this much. Then consider it's just a mound of soil. A mound of soil. Nothing else. Dirt. No benefit. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Fatima Tuzora, I'll give you the example. Let's look at the example. The head of the women of Jannah, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine what a great personality, great personality. And her hal is that there's nothing at home, nothing inside the house. The pots are empty, the dishes are empty, the children are crying, they're ill, there's no money for medicine. Baba ji comes home, they say, Baba, what's there to eat? And she says that there's not even the money for the medicine for the children. It was dire situation. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said that when he saw the poverty and the tight situation, he said to his wife, brothers, make your iman, strengthen your iman with this example. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said that, O Fatima, you're upset, distressed at this moment of time. That I advise you one thing today, that some slave women, some women have come in the booty and they've been distributed amongst the people, that go to your father and say and request that, can you give me some servants so that they can help, because my hands are burnt or cut, blisters, blood is there, you know, when I grind the corn grinder and when I do the work in the house. Then when the husband gave the permission, the head of the women of paradise left the home. She didn't even complain. She didn't say to her husband ever. She never complained. Subhanallah. The husband saw this, that you also have a right. You can go to your father and say, O Prophet of Allah, give me some servants, these women servants, so I can get some help at home, assistance, so that it becomes a bit easier. Allahu Akbar. So she went, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, and the servants were being distributed. The Prophet was distributing, and he sat his daughter down. Oh, Fatima, you can take the servants if you want. I'll give them to you if you want them. But if you want the servants, shall I give you something better than this? Say Subhanallah. This is not something we don't know. She said, Oh, Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, something better than this, if you have, please give it to me. Subhanallah. At this moment, this is the most necessity for me, you could say, the servants, the women servants. The Prophet said, what you're asking from me at the moment are things of the dunya. You'll get worldly ease, content, they'll assist you. But what I want to give to you is the benefit of the akhirah, the hereafter. Yes, because the things of the world are temporary, they will finish, end, but the rewards of the hereafter will never end. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. This is a sabak lesson. Are we learning this today? What is the lesson? Principle number one, that everything in this world will end, temporary, and everything in the hereafter is forever, baqi, everlasting. So with regards to the hereafter, even if you get the dust particle of the hereafter, accept, embrace it, because compared to the world, you get such a massive thing, discard the thing of the dunya. You can't compare it. Come on. If Allah has given you aqal and wisdom, for this reason Allah has given us brain cells, yeah, not to earn dunya. Aqal, brain cells, is to earn the hereafter. That's why Allah has given us brain cells. Yes, why isn't Allah Ta'ala given the brain cells to the animals, to the fly, to the dogs? Because they also have a brain, but their aqal is different. Upside down, flip mode. Allah has given us a shashr of human beings, wisdom, intellect, understanding. For this reason, Allah says, the wisdom, man of wisdom is he who understands profit. And that this profit's better of the hereafter, and this is a waste in the dunya. This is a waste. This is forever the hereafter, and this glass will break. One is unbreakable glass, isn't it? Shatterproof. One is a glass that will break. Which glass will you buy? Yeah? That the people advise you, buy this one. Yeah, it's 5 pence extra, but let's buy the shatterproof glass. Unbreakable. At least it'll last a long time. Who's telling us this? Who? But they're telling us wrong. But the aqal tells us this. Aqal man, the man of wisdom is this. When your brain tells you this, this is linked to the world, it's a waste. This is linked to the hereafter. Buy this. Take this. Obtain this. Then we'll say his aqal, mashallah, started to tick. His brain started to tick. If a person from the morning until evening sits and takes the accounts, how much wisdom I've got, he'll realize that for the dunya, how much did he work, and for the hereafter, how much did he work that day. And the dunya, we tire so much in the night, our wife, she doesn't even look good for us. I'm telling you the truth, we're so tired. Her words, we don't know. We say, oh, go away, let me sleep, get away from me. We say, Allah's gift and reward, we discard that. We've earned so much dunya and we're immersed in the dunya, we forget our housefolk. The mother looks bad to us. She sounds bad to us. Oh, don't speak to me, let me sleep. Please, please, I need to rest, I'm tired. What are you tired? What have you done today? What have you done? Earned the dunya. You've earned the dunya. As ever a man said, Subhanallah, all night long I've done ibadah, let me sleep now. No, we don't. Nobody says that. Yes, imagine the opposite extreme we're in. If we've got wisdom and we're brainy, then the proof of our brain is that we should tire for the akhirah and we should think the dunya is a waste. Brothers, will we do this? This is one lesson. So, Rasulullah said, fine, you can take this. This is dunya. What I'll give to is akhirah. But also she was Fatima, wasn't she? Radiallahu anha, zawja, wife of Ali, and the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the daughter of the Nabi, she's the real Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a great transaction. And imagine her hal, extreme circumstances. She can't see the hereafter. Yes, she's the head of the women of Jannah. She can't see paradise. She hasn't got money for the children's medicine, no clothes to wear, and so many tears on her blanket sheet. And Hazrat Fatima's sheet, her shawl, the shawl of greatness. Imagine the shawl of greatness. We cannot realize this. The Hazrat Fatima, her shawl, what is the reality? The people of the heavens knew the greatness of her shawl, her sheet. We see that it's torn with patches or an event. I remember, let me discuss that with you all in passing. Shall I tell you? This is all about love, brothers. You all know everything. The ulama akram are here, the respected scholars. But my heart feels that time and time again we hear these and say these, so love increases. What else is there to us for us to discuss? Is there anything else? How many times we hear these things, but the akhirah will increase if we keep listening. Layla, Majnu stories, we can talk about films and trailers and dramas. With the fadl of Allah, has taken us from that and put us to here. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this event, remember this, don't forget this, because this hadith, you should have the desire to read it. Some guests came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he said, I've become a Muslim, and he wanted to become a Muslim, so he was guided to iman. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that give him some help, assist him. He said, I'm hungry, I have no transportation. Is there anyone who can give him transportation? Somebody gave some transportation. He said, I have no clothes. Is there anyone who can give him clothes? He said, for this many days I haven't eaten, I'm hungry. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't have himself to eat. He hadn't eaten himself. He was hungry himself. He looked around towards the Sahaba. He said, is there anyone, sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is there anyone who can feed him? Everyone's silent. Nobody had food at home. Allahu Akbar. Imagine this qawm, nation of the Sahaba. Why all day long their brains and minds were focused on the hereafter forever. This was their hal. Not that they couldn't earn the dunya. They knew how to earn dunya. That we think we're intellectual only. We know how to earn money and wealth and profit. This is not the case. They all knew how to earn the akhirah. But their aqal was way ahead of ours. Where they have reached today and how they're enjoying themselves. Imagine. Can we see this? Do you remember yesterday? The day that passed. Do you remember it? Do you remember the day that passed yesterday? How it passed? We don't even know. If, for example, somebody was prickled by a thorn or a nettle. Do you remember that? The difficulty? This dunya is a dream. It's a cloud. Vision. So, back to the event. So, Hazrat Salman stood and said, I will prepare for him. Go and say in the streets of Medina, there's a guest of the Prophet and somebody feed him. So keep on going and announcing. So he was also Hazrat Salman Farisi. He said, go where? The first I will initiate. I'll start from the household of the Prophet. And when I go beyond their homes, no, I will not leave empty handed. Something will come. I'll go outside and I'll try. So when he went out, first and foremost, he went into the street. He went to Hazrat Fatima Tazora radhiyallahu anha's house. So he said, is there anyone there who can accommodate the host of the Prophet ﷺ and feed him? Hazrat Fatima Zahra straightway came up to the door. And she said, yes, I will feed him. What was in the house? Nothing. Nothing. And look at her generosity. Generosity. Why? Why did she commit that it was such an opportunity, the Nabi's guest, to feed him? What a great status in the hereafter will be attained. So she said, based on tawakkal Allah, reliance on Allah, let me earn this thawab somehow. The rest Allah Ta'ala will prepare somehow. He will prepare. This is how a person ends the akhirah. We keep on thinking, no yaar, how will this happen? The akhirah situation, a person should jump towards opportunity. The Allah Ta'ala will open the doors. The doors, Allah will open the opportunities. Show the opportunities. So, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, there was nothing at home. Then shall I tell you that what is the value of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha's shawl, her blanket? She saw there's nothing in her shawl which was patched with the stitches. She said to Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, Salman, this shawl, take my shawl, it's a shamoon, to go to that shamoon, the Jew, and tell him that this is the my shawl. Whatever money you get that money and buy some wheat and rice, and I will make the food and feed this guest. So he said, okay, fine. He took the shawl. He said, wait, I'll prepare something. So he took that shawl. He took the shawl and he went to the Jew. And he said, well, why have you come? He was a businessman, shopkeeper. And he said, that take this shawl, give me some wheat, some flour. We have some guests, we want to feed him. And he said, where's the shawl? And he said, here's the shawl. He said, whose shawl is this? Whose blanket is this? And he asked, why are you asking? Is whoever shawl it is, blanket is, take the sheet and give us the flour so we can knead the dough and cook. Why do you ask? Then keep this shawl. He said, I'm not give you until you tell me whose shawl is this, whose blanket sheet is this. Subhanallah. So when he didn't give, didn't, he said, okay, I'll tell you, you're asking, you're insisting. He said, who's it? He said, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha's shawl, her sheet. Subhanallah. He said, this is Fatima's shawl. Suddenly the tears came from his eyes, the Jew. He said, why are you sending this shawl? This sheet, he said, there's some guests and she wants to, there's no food to feed them. So she's selling her shawl, and she said, then after that, I will buy some food to feed him. He said, tell me, that how are Muslims, how do people come into Islam? Subhanallah. He said that, if you speak about Islam, I'm asking you to buy the shawl. He said, how does a person become Muslim? He said, this is how a person becomes Muslim. We recite the kalama, he becomes Muslim. He said, here, put this shawl to one side first. Make me Muslim. Subhanallah. I bring iman on Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that all my children also come into iman, and that she, subhanallah, said, sell my shawl. He said, I am now the servant of your family. This shop is yours. This stock is yours. Whatever you want, however many guests there are, feed them. He said, how can this be all of this, Shamoon? He said, this happened that we read in the Torah this praise that the true prophet, his generosity, the hal will be such that his daughter will sell her shawl. Subhanallah. And this is the proof in front of me today. From today I become a Muslim and I bring about iman. This is the shawl of the head of the women of paradise, brothers. Who can realize its value? Who can, there are torn patches, stitches. Was there anywhere on a shawl, on a sheet, there were no patches stitched? So Allah's Nabi said, Fatima, okay, fine. Take the servants. This is dunya. And what I will give to you, that is linked to the akhirah. Tell me which one do you want? She said, radiallahu anha, whatever you give, I'll take that. So the Rasulullah said, fine, I'll teach you some kalimats. Take those kalimats, recitations, inshallah, you will be benefited more than these servants. And tasbih Fatima that we recite, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, this is a gift that today we have succeeded as well. That I will request our women folk after this hadith. That's why the ulama ikram, the respected scholars, repeat this many times. Those women become weak so quickly they lose hope due to their home affairs, problems, their deen is so weak, that very quickly they slip based on the dunya. This is not happening, I'm not going to pray salah. This is not happening for me, I'm not going to do dhikr. This is not happening, what's the benefit for me to do this? Little things, we start bargaining with Allah. If you do this, that the woman of Jannah, the head of the women of Jannah, she left for us, all our women folks should do that action, alhamdulillah, that become regular. Before you sleep, recite this tasbih, inshallah, your house will become paradise, Jannah. But even then, we want to have no, the person who has yaqeen, certainty, from today do this amal with yaqeen, certainty. Alhamdulillah, this is a great gift the woman of Jannah has given to us, the head of the women of Jannah. We have no grief after today. Doesn't matter, the biggest problem comes after now, the biggest distress or worry or concern. Don't leave this tasbih, and in the night recite it with this niyat, Allah, in this dunya, you've given me a great resource, a tool that due to this, all my problems can be eliminated. Instead of going towards haram and earning running. But 10 pounds that you've got under your pillow, this, with this, you recite this tasbih, the 10 pounds will have barakah. Don't take interest, don't take haram, don't take anyone's wealth, don't lie, don't leave salah and earn. Nor will we leave salah and earn, nor will we leave Allah's obedience and earn. Rizq halal is that. That is halal wealth. That if we've got this much, that's it. We're happy. And the key for the hereafter, these kalamat, so easy, so simple. Subhanallah. Tell me, how is it? Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. How lightweight, simple to recite, but so elevated kalamas they are, so high in status. And those who have yaqeen, they recite these kalamas, they read them. Isn't this the case? So as a Fatima Tuzora, another scene I'll share with you. Another event. Subhanallah. Tell me. Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Waj was sitting in front of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who's sitting? Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Waj. And the husband of Hazrat Fatima. The scene's changed now. Different scene. And there's the Hazrat Ali running with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then there's a bargain that happens with Ali. The bargain takes place. The transaction. And Rasulullah said, Ali, the 5,000 goats, and they can come into your share. How many? 5,000 goats. Who are he's been given to? Hunger, poverty, no clothes, and in his home is extreme dire situation. But he's got yaqeen. Certainty, 5,000 tasbis. Sorry, 5,000 goats. They're valuable at that time. Imagine the goats, 5,000 quantity goats. That time they were stated, you've got this option. Do you want these? Hazrat Ali Maradun was silent. Or do you want something better than this? Say, Subhanallah. Imagine. So Hazrat Ali Maradun thought, something better than this? He said, yes, better than this. What I'll give to you in comparison to this will be great, make you great in this world and the hereafter. More greater than everything that's in this world. Allahu Akbar. And he said, O Prophet of Allah, please give me that, what you're saying, what's better. Why? Why? These goats quantity, I know there's a lot of them. Hazrat Ali Radhiyallahu Anhu is saying this, 5,000 goats. But Alhamdulillah, the kalamas, the five things you'll give to me, whatever you give to me will go beyond this in the hereafter in this world. How can these goats compare to that? These events in the hadith have come for this reason. So our yaqeen, certainty, increases so that we can increase our certainty. The person who will enjoy himself in the hereafter will only be able to do so if he elevates his yaqeen in this world today, strengthens his certainty in this world. Shall I tell you the hadith for yaqeen, certainty? Allahu Akbar. This is a hadith a Qudsi, direct to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala states, that in the hereafter, those people on the plane of resurrection, in the hereafter, after this world, from amongst those people, the one with the most respect and high status will be who? Allah is asking. Who will be with the most respect and high status? Do you know people of the world? The answer to this question, Allah Ta'ala is asking his Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This hadith Qudsi is a higher status, direct to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On the plane of resurrection, Allah is asking, do you know who will be most respectful and high in status? In other words, Allah Ta'ala says, I'll remove the veil behind this question. Those people you think are respectful in this world, who you consider high, big shots, high status due to their status, their money, wealth, their leadership, their titles. Because today, the more person works, he wants to elevate his status, his image. I ask for forgiveness, apologies, everything we do. Yes, we do work of the deen so we can get more respect, so we can get recognized with a title. Yes, so this has become a sketch of life that shaitan has made for us. Behind every action, there's a point. What is that? That, will there be respect in this? Will I get a better image in this? No, do that action, every action, that Allah Ta'ala's radha, pleasure is in this action. Allah is happy with what action we should ask ourselves before doing any action. So I'll do this work of the deen, not because I'll get more respected and people will consider me high in status. And they'll say, wah, wah, wah. No, I'll do it for this reason, that Allah would become happy with me. Subhanallah. That's the definition, the criterion. So, all of the respect in the world, lofty status, praise, all the actions we do for respect, it's all a waste. It's all a waste because no respect can increase. There's no respect in the dunya, it's worthless. The respect in the world, someone says, I want to be a king. How long will his respect stay, the king? Yeah, a wazir, a minister, how long will he stay respected? A minister, an MP, nothing, it will end. But now if we look at the hereafter, all day long we see day, night, the games, our person's respect is rubbed in the dirt. It's eliminated, finished sometime. The time will come. But Allah Ta'ala states that I tell you that on the plane of resurrection, who will be the most respectful person with the highest status? Who will be those people Allah Ta'ala stated? Yes, tell me, who will be the most respectful? Those people who will have genuine izzat, respect on the plane of Hashr, Allah will announce. And today I'll tell you, Allah says that who will be most respectful, lofty, dignitaries. So the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, please tell us. O Prophet of Allah, may our parents be assigned to you. Who will be those people with the dignity and the pomp and the grandeur and lofty high status? Who will be those people? Why did the Sahaba Ikram ask this? Just like we ask regularly about something. For example, somebody's sick. We say that there's a medicine. If you take this medicine, you'll be cured. What's your question? Where will I get this medicine? Where can I get it from? You'll ask this, won't you? Because he's ill. Where can I get these medicines from? This is the question. So in the same way, subhanAllah, the Sahaba Ikram, this was their style, that whenever there was speech about the Akhirah, they said, Ya Rasulullah, how can this be? How do we attain this? What does this mean? How can we bring this into our lives so we can get that reward? Tell us, please, explain to us. What is the amal, the action, that a person will be the most respectful in the hereafter? So today, this should be our style also. This moment in time, you're prepared. Are you prepared? That every man's heart feels that what is it that I can do that Allah Ta'ala has prescribed to us that you will be the most respectful in the Akhirah, thereafter. Has this desire generated in your heart? Or is it still light in your heart and you haven't got that desire? Allahu Akbar. So at this moment in time, you should have so much desire, passion inside you, that subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala states, let me tell you that how respectful you'll be, how high in status you can be in the hereafter. SubhanAllah, Allah says, I'll prescribe to you. So do you have that passion? Has it generated in you? Otherwise, consider that your iman is on the lowest scale. Such a great piece of information is coming to us. Yes, hadith e Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala is saying, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is delivering this message to us. Yes, that do you want to become the most respectful on the day of resurrection? Allah is asking you, do you want to be the most respectful on the plane of resurrection? That these are the respectful people from amongst all the people in the world and hereafter. Imagine the maqam they will have, tell me. Imagine their status. So what is this amal? What deed will result in this? So the Sahaba asked, Qila ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please tell us, explain to us, please elaborate, who will these people, what will they do to attain this? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now let's see what our yaqeen is, how strong it is, this hadith that's coming, the amal that's coming, will we do that, implement it? Despite we have to wake up all night long? Despite we have to stand all day long? Yes, put your hands up. Yes, take a promise, give a promise. See how much yaqeen you've got, certainty. Yes? So, put the hands down. The person who put their hands up, not me, the angels are looking, that they've recorded who's put their hands up. They've recorded that these are the people of Ahlul Jannah. They're the people of respect, dignity in the hereafter. Today I've made you that person with the fadl of Allah who will have respect in the hereafter. That's why I told you to put your hands up, otherwise there's no benefit for me. The angels will testify that Masjid Zakariya on this night, there was a gathering, and they made a firm promise, and we'll also be in that group, and that's why Allah Ta'ala has given us that message, the night of Jummah, not some minor day or night, brothers. Such majalis, this is the daraja, the respect you get from such majalis, and you'll also given a sacrifice for your time, you've come to get extra reward, it's not fard, wajib, nothing. From far and wide people have come, they've left their homes for one reason, for the sake of Allah's name. So will Allah Ta'ala send you back empty-handed? What a great status Allah will give to you and send you back, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Shall I tell you the amal, the action? One thing, always remember, never be tight-hearted. Whenever an amal comes for benefit, then consider it's an extremely simple deed. So simple that every child can practice this deed. Why? Because there's a test. A person gets scared. I don't know, it's going to be so hard. How much we'll have to pray in the night? How many tasbihs we'll have to do? And how much we'll have to do that? I don't know, it's too hard for me. My shop will go. My house will go. Never fear, never fear. Allah Ta'ala never insert somebody into difficulty. Put both hands up when you're told to put the hands up. Then see afterwards what happens. Such a great reward is coming. On the day of Hashr, Allah will say, come, let me demonstrate to you who are the respectful people for me. The respectful people. So now you will listen, all of you, mashallah, included with the fadl of Allah, and this was you, have made that promise. So Rasulullah said, Qila ya Rasulullah, who are those people? Most respectful dignitaries in the hereafter. Allah said, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ahlul Malajisul Dhikr bil Majalis bil Masajid. Subhanallah. That those people who gather in the masjid, gather together and do the dhikr of Allah, those people, those who assemble in the masjid, gather together, those who do the dhikr of Allah, these are the people, Allah says, on the plane of resurrection, the day of resurrection, I'll say, these are the people of dignity and respect and status. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Look, brothers, how easy Allah's made it. That's it. Gather in the masjid and assemble together. Don't do anything. I'll sit down. Do dhikr of Allah 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. That majlis gathers together. And the people who do the dhikr of Allah in that majlis, Allah says, that I've recorded my kitab, that these are the people worthy of respect. In the world, they've got respect, and they've got respect in the hereafter. Permanent. Not this, just in the akhirah. In the world, they'll be the most respectful people. Remember this. Remember this. They have extreme respect. The people of the world can't understand, but there's a veil here. But the reality, those people who sit in the majlis and do dhikr of Allah, and in the morning, may I assign myself for those people whose life has become a habit to do this all the time. Morning and evening, they start their day in the morning with the dhikr of Allah. In the evening, they conclude with the dhikr of Allah. What a great reward Allah Ta'ala has assigned for those people. Those are the people who are deserved of ikram, respect, dignity, manners, reverence. And they will be considered like this in the after. So my brothers, Allah has given us such a great reward and prepared this for us. So tell me today that I've seen this in the life of the Pious Elders, my Hazrat Sahib. I'll tell you, this was his life. That from far as wide as 100 miles, he would roast some, the chickpeas, like the chickpeas, the chane. He'd roast them, tie them in a little cloth and with his sheet and tie the knot and travel 100, 150 years. Someone asked, where are you going? He said, I'm going for the majlis of dhikr on the Thursday night. I'm going to join that. He wasn't mad. He wasn't foolish. Look at his condition today. His name, due to his name, we are gathered here today. Assemble this dhikr, this tawab will go to my father or your father? This will go to Hazrat Ali Murtada Rahmatullah Alayhi, my Sheikh. Your father was sent here to make money in this country. Your grandfather, he told you, go leave country, go and make houses, and this currency, and this and that, and wealth and pomp. These are the walis of Allah and fikr, not of the world. They were given guidance that make you do the actions that your father can't make you do. Your sheikh enables you to do that. Permanent result in the hereafter. This is the love that the sheikh initiates into the heart of the student. Permanent. Permanent. Without any greed. Hazrat Sahib, is he taking money from us? Did he take chanda charity from us? Did he say, give charity my khanka? Did he? No, he disliked Hazrat Sahib, severely disliked. How dare anybody take charity for my khanka? This happened with me once, one day. It happened. I went to Pakistan, and I'm telling you, the style and the mindset of the walis of Allah, sincere, 100% love they have for a person. When a person goes to him and says that I want Allah's love, subhanallah, the wali Allah's love is great and stronger for that person more than the whole of the world, the rest of the world. The wali Allah loves that person who seeks Allah's nearness because they love, they have soft tenderness, khalis. A person's coming, he wants to be introduced to Allah, he wants a connection. Then that wali Allah, he sells himself for that individual, he teaches him, he loves him, he gives time for him. He'll stay hungry himself, but he'll feed that student. He'll eat chutney himself, but he'll give him the curd from the milk. I saw this in the khanka. Hazrat Sahib, 3 days hunger, poverty. One man came 11 p.m. Then I'm telling you, practical, I lied in the the cold in the Khanka that night. I saw this. I was lying down on the straw mat, and I had gone for learning the name of Allah. You have to do Lord. I left England. I left the carpets. I left the double bed, the quilt, and the pillow, and eggs, and roast chickens. And I went and lay on the straw mat in the Khanka of my sheikh, scorpions, spiders, insects crawling around in the night, lizards on the walls in the day, in the night. Extremely cold. I was lying down on the straw mat, torn straw mat, 10 p.m. the night after Isha. Cold in the winter. There were lamps flickering with the flames, the candles in the lamps. This is the Wali Allah's Khanka. If he taught me dhikr, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, this is Hazrat Sahib's focus. Otherwise, how could me, a person like me, how could I learn the dhikr of Allah? How? And today, this is your destiny and fortune. Hot, central, heated masjid, beautiful carpet, wudu area, cars parked outside, and after 4 or 5 meters, your homes, you've eaten before you come, roast chickens on your stomach, beautiful food you've had, delicious food, full, and then you come to dhikr and you're told, come become the people of respect and come to the gathering of dhikr of Allah. Isn't it easy? But we don't want to come. No desire. No desire. No passion. Rather than accept this is a great ni'mah of Allah, the favor of our sheikhs, we should jump to their feet and say that we give our all for you. Such great, great magnitude of favors on us. That how comes we've come to the majlis of dhikr today? Where will we find this in this day and age? So Hazrat Sahib said that the 100 miles away we'd walk, travel for what? Because we had read the hadith. He was an alim of hadith. He was a great scholar, my sheikh, Hazrat Sahib. Yes. If I tell you his colleagues, as a Tanvi Sahib was his teacher, as a Yahya Sahib was his teacher, who was the father of Hazrat Sheikh Al-Hadith Mulana Zakri Sahib, my Sheikh was his student, Hazrat Sheikh Al-Yamani Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Sahib, he'd done his ziyara, he'd gone to his Khanka and taken love from him, blessing from my Sheikh, Hazrat Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Sahib, Hazrat Saharanpuri Sahib, Rahmatullahi used to come to his house. This is not some minor individual, so there is the chance that this person, humble servant, has put his hand in his hand. Otherwise, where am I and where is he? Great superstar he was. And I'm nothing compared to him. But maybe because I had to come to Bolton and teach and advise the people, that's why I had that nisb with him. Such a great sheikh, my sheikh. Such a great sheikh. His name today, when a person hears, he's surprised. That find, you can never find a person like him. You can never, his tarbiyat, he had learned from such great, great personalities, whose names I've mentioned. He'd seen those personalities. Hazrat Sahib had gone in their service, spent time in their service. So imagine the ilm in his heart, my Shaykh's heart. Imagine. Imagine the color and the fragrance and the beauty of the hadith that was in his life. He had studied hadith. He said, Babu, I've studied hadith. What have I learned? I've read hadith. Hazrat Sahib said, and the hadith said, the people of respect will be those people who love and come and assemble the gathering of dhikr. But subhanallah, he said that 100 miles away to travel for this much as I couldn't see around me. I realized 100 miles away the dhikr of Allah was happening. I'd run there so I could go and include myself in the gathering. Said my sheikh, that far. Tomorrow won't we be asked, my friends? Who dares to come to one majlis or to initiate a majlis? I give du'as those individuals who have initiated this majlis, who've done the work for the deen. The people, the mandatory men, the ulama ikram, the respectful scholars, may Allah ta'ala elevate their darajat, their level. They've made a lot of effort to initiate this gathering. Yes, because the environment was very low, dark. They didn't accept. Yes, the respectful scholars of here who had a link with this masjid, the alims, the scholar of this masjid, and the management of this masjid, and the people in the committee, they came forward, had courage. Let's see what's dhikr. Okay, let's start it. Let's do it. There were some arguments, disputes, but subhanallah, dhikr is dhikr, dhikr is dhikr. Subhanallah. Dhikr itself automatically runs, permeates. So those people who shut the doors, slam the doors, Allah preferred this masjid. Allah Ta'ala inserted into the hearts the noor, the love. And then Allah showed the world that dhikr will be hosted here. Not one, not two. 9,000 wide people will come. That many people will come to the gathering of dhikr. And surprising to say that people don't even know me. This, who's the man hosting? Every man who came, he wanted to see the, who's the man who's hosting the dhikr? Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. What a beautiful statement. I was so happy, so happy. Subhanallah, I don't know them and they don't know me. The dhikr of Allah is the reason behind all of this. Oh, we're so grateful to Allah, so grateful to Allah. No nafs, desires, no side agenda, no fame, no pomp, no glory. Nobody even knew who's this man who's hosting the dhikr of Allah. Nobody knew. Everything was hidden in secret. Just like my desire, Allah Ta'ala made it like that. Allah allowed that. That we don't need anybody. We don't need to advertise, announce. Just be ready. That's it. So this is Hazrat Sahib's gathering, brothers. My Shaykh is due to his permission. So the hadith will go long. So Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu's hadith, I wanted to share with you a beautiful hadith some other day, inshallah. That what are the things that Rasulullah was giving to Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhah. I will share with you beautiful things. But for that, inshallah, that will be explained to you as well, inshallah, in the next gathering, maybe, if I can remember. Beautiful discussion, a point, the discussion between Rasulullah and Hazrat Ali. And Hazrat Fatima got that gift. So what did Rasulullah give to Hazrat Ali? Inshallah, I'll tell you what is that hadith. So brothers, this is the dhikr of Allah, great action. Look here. Look here. Allah has initiated this gathering. Allah's mercy on us. You coming from home, sitting in the gathering, going home. This is the night of Jummah. And tomorrow is Jummah. The morning of Jummah is about to come after a little while. The morning of Jummah. Sabah Jummah. Sabah. Morning. Noor ala noor. Light beyond light of morning will come. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Every day is its own, but the morning of Jummah, the sunrise is just something else. Friday morning, it's stated in narration, Qiyamah will come on Friday morning, the world will be destroyed, earth will be destroyed on the morning of Friday, Jummah. SubhanAllah, so tomorrow's day, at least to my brothers, I'm just trying to pull ourselves together, encouragement. This is the majlis Allah has allowed us to come. Allah has announced, come to this gathering, come. Oh, come the people of respect, enter into that group. So 5 days, 6 days, how many days? 7 days in the week, is it? 7 days or 8 days in the week? How many days in the week? 7 days in the week, yes. 7 days. So Allah Ta'ala's mercy, the 7 mornings and 7 evenings, all of those 7 mornings and evenings, we have dhikr. SubhanAllah. So do you want to be a person who strives? Strengthen your yaqeen. Morning and evening, make this solid action that we are going to never leave this majlis of dhikr. Morning and evening, 7 days a week. Just do this much. That's it. The rest of the time, you can do work, drive taxi, run your shop, business, stock, buy, sell, do what you want. But these 2 times in the extremes of the day, you can imagine the barakat. Just one thing, remember that if you do these 2 amal on the day of resurrection, you'll stand, Allah will call, announce that you are the most respectful people or person. SubhanAllah. Allah says, لَا تَلْهِكُمْ أَوْلَادُكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ. Allah says that my dhikr is so delicate, beautiful, valuable. If I explain with muhabbat, this is not the real translation, but in my heart, the feeling says, oh my servants, my dhikr is so great, excellent, beautiful is my dhikr, that it won't disturb your wealth, it won't disturb your children, it won't disturb your lifestyle. Rather, it will give more weight and substance to your lifestyle. Why do you get scared of doing dhikr? Why do you get afraid? Allah says, so beloved in action, it won't give you tight situation in life. Come towards my dhikr, Allah says. Will you come, brothers? Inshallah. Morning is solid promise, yes? Morning. Yes, you have to give up some time, effort. Only then you'll get this great reward. Imagine we're now talking about yaqeen. Certainly, if this reward in the world you get, they come in the morning, pray fajr, here's a detached house for you after fajr salah. Detach us. I think you'll have to put a board outside the masjid, full, masjid's full, no room left. Detached house, 300,000 value. Whoever comes morning, prays fajr in salah in the masjid, everybody will get one house each detached. If the announcement is made, forget about coming, I won't even leave the masjid tonight, I'll stay here, I won't get any space in the morning, I'll stay here until tomorrow morning, isn't it? Am I right or am I wrong? Am I right or wrong? All of us will say, I'll do it, you'll do it. Detached house after fajr, Allah is kareem, then make your yaqeen, certainty. This is temporary, this detached house. It's a dream, a vision, a cloud. Allah's telling you the reality. Come, let me take you to the plane of resurrection now. Go and envision it. What will be the plane of resurrection? The Quran says that the mountains you see, they will crumble to dust, and the oceans will evaporate, and the heavens and earth will crumble to dust, explode. And the sun will crumble, the stars will fall to the ground, there'll be no light in the stars, the heavens, the sun, everything will finish, nothing will be left. Plain of resurrection, people who are dead will come up from their graves, darkness, gloom, you can't see anyone, nobody can be seen, you can't see your own skin, you'll be drowned in your own sweat. This is the plane of resurrection, brothers. Commentary Allah Ta'ala is telling us in the Quran. And then Allah says, in this plane, you'll be called out. Oh people, people who sat morning and evening in the dhikr of Allah. Come, quickly come to the side. No darkness for you. You are the respectful people. Subhanallah. Imagine having that. Do you have belief in this verse of the Quran now? Put your hands up if you have yaqeen. Put your hands up. Have yaqeen in the Quran at least. Do you have yaqeen in the Quran? Put your hands up. MashaAllah. Then why do you sleep in the morning? Why do you run off to work? Suddenly, why do you make excuses? 2 minutes sit down. 2 minutes, at least you're included in the list. 5 minutes sit down, get included in the list. 3 minutes, we don't have yaqeen. No certainty. Whoever doesn't come tomorrow, I'll write it down. This brother has no certainty. Totally not in Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No, who can there be who believes in Allah, has yaqeen in Allah's word, such a great statement, and he doesn't come in the morning? Just 2 feet, 2 meters, a few meters. He should regret and regret immensely on his yaqeen. This hadith I've told you, this Quran that I've shared with you, hadith Qudsi that I've shared with you, explained to you, pick it up, read it. What's it? If we don't come, what does it mean? Excuse? Quran will testify this person had no yaqeen, no certainty, no faith. He said, I believe in Allah, but he didn't believe in Allah. Inshallah, in the morning we will meet together, I will meet you, but remember one point. And there is an excuse, Sharia excuse. How do I know if I go, I could get a high fever, flu, cold, I can't come? That's Allah's choice. That's Allah's choice. Obvious, isn't it? Obvious. Now I'm making a promise to you, but if I get very sick, extremely sick, I get extreme pain in my back, I can't move. That's Allah's choice. But the happiness will be in this, that subhanallah, that Allah Ta'ala's hikmah is behind this, that I'll get more reward than that. If I can't come, I was ready, prepared. I was ready. Allah Ta'ala stopped me in my tracks. Allah's wisdom will be there. So I'll get that thawab as well for coming. And I'll get more than that Allah will give. So if there's an hurdle, you have to keep that in mind. The hurdle. So we are insan. Allah knows best that will He let us get up in the morning or not. But we should strive. We should strive with our minds, with our bodies, with this yaqeen, certainly that we want to attain this reward. We promise to Allah, we definitely will arrive in the masjid in the morning. We definitely will arrive. With your fadl blessings and your mercies will arrive. Do we make this promise, brothers? Inshallah. Inshallah. So in the morning, take the enjoyment. Sabah Jummah, morning of Jummah. This is the night of Jummah. You've taken the enjoyment, alhamdulillah. You've arrived here. You've arrived here, so the morning that's to come, the morning of Jummah, take the enjoyment. What's the enjoyment of that morning? So another reward you'll get on top of that. You'll get the respect, and on top of the respect, you'll get another reward. What? Because you have accepted my words on the night of Jummah, and you're included in the dhikr in the morning. Don't leave empty-handed. Take an envelope with you. What's that envelope? Cash. Cash. What's the envelope? The angels will put it into your pocket when you're returning in the morning. What's that? That envelope will be opened up for you. What will be the envelope? One Hajj and one Umrah thawab, total, accepted, complete. Subhanallah, certificate. Certificate. Stamped. Total reward, one Hajj, one Umrah. Certified. So a point comes in my heart I'd like to share with you, brothers. One Hajj and Umrah, you'll get the reward tomorrow. Then do one action. Do one action. This thawab, that you ask Allah to assign that to your mother and father. Allah, send that reward. This reward you're giving me, Hajj and Umrah, after dhikr in the morning of Friday Fajr. After which the dhikr, Allah, this reward, please assign it to my mother and father. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the Ruchariya.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد نبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وآل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وأصلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على أن تهديها اللهم صمتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعبنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الحياة منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نور عرشه زينة فرشه وآله وصحابه أزواجه ذرياته أهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.